This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida said Sunday the death toll from the collapse of a beachfront condo building has risen to 9 as search and rescue efforts continue. Scores of rescue workers remain on the massive pile of rubble, still hoping to find survivors among the more than 150 people who remain missing. 4 days after Thursday's collapse, authorities and loved ones fear the death toll will go much higher. Dozens of families await word on the fate of their loved ones. The atmosphere inside a hotel ballroom where around 200 family members were briefed by authorities on Saturday was tense, according to the Associated Press. Families frustrated with the slow pace of recovery efforts have demanded they be allowed to go to the scene. Families are not among rescue workers because of the dangers involved. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, has said they're short on luck, but not on resources. At least 15 people were burned alive or shot to death in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, according to security sources on Sunday. The ambush on Saturday night mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning the passengers alive in what one witness said were scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least 2 shot dead, according to witnesses and a local official. You can keep up on the progress of that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use mobile app that you can download to your device and take us everywhere you